Turn us on and flip them off. 91.7 WSUW.
You mean that's it?
I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
No parking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. From a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down. On the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. Sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Brown moon, how does that mess your baby up late? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
The hombres.
Let it all hang out.
On the Edge, 91.7 WSUW Technicolor Breakfast, 5 after 9 with Ultima Jock King David McKenzie. And here's Jim Croce offering one less set of footsteps. Unfortunately, he's referring to his own, apparently.
We've been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slam on door. Or there'll be one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. Hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, for every silence you adore. For every one less set of footsteps on your floor.
Just think.
Two songs, one artist.
Could you help me place this call? See, the number on the matchbook is old and faded. Living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend Ray. Gosh, you said you knew well and sometimes hated.
WSUW. And of course, you won't hear that on any in-flight tapes. No way. Yeah. Jim Croce operated That Ain't the Way It Feels. You know, it's kind of more reminiscent of a really sore throat. It's dozen past nine, King David McKenzie. And while we're speaking of singers from Philadelphia, you know. One that's still alive.
A little old man was sitting on the step, and a tear kind of trickled down his cheek. I said, "What's the matter?" Try
91.7 WSUW, one of the greatest the state of Texas ever has produced. The late, great Doug Somm with a Sir Douglas Quintet, Mendocino. King David McKenzie, Ultimate Jock at 20 after 9 on the Technicolor Breakfast. And while we're speaking of great things from Texas... here's one of Texas's greatest, helping out one of the greatest from Georgia. Yeah. Willie Nelson giving Ray Charles a hand.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man. And she knew the gun was empty. And she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There was seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder on the throne. And seven Spanish angels took another angel home. Smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar.
At the altar of the sun.
You're from Five Points.
I'm from Five Points.
That's right near Kearsarge, isn't it?
Well, us, where Arthur Hyback's whole family lives.
Is that right?
Arthur was the guy that went to school with me in the fifth grade. He used to stab deers and chew tobacco and dream. Mostly dream.
Is that what he did for a living?
No. I don't believe he's still living.
Oh, is that right?
He was from there.
Oh, he was from Five Points.
He was from Five Points. We went to school together.
Uh-huh.
And,
is that grade school?
Yes, I'll never forget our sixth grade teacher. Eloise Emmerly was her name.
Eloise Emmerly.
She is always pregnant.
I don't suppose you could forget a teacher like that. What did she teach?
Well, she taught the milkman where it was. Yes, sir. The teacher said one day, she said, Arthur, he said,
yeah.
Like that. And she cut him completely in one of his daydreams. And she said, Arthur, who discovered America?
Right, yeah.
I whispered in his ear, Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah. What did Arthur say?
He said, Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, yeah.
The teacher gave him an A.
Is that right?
She is pregnant. She is having morning sickness. Yeah. She just gave an A and let it go right on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You say you come from Five Points, huh?
I don't say I come. I do. I could prove it.
Could you prove it?
Darn right.
Oh, I see.
It's a tattoo. It says right there. And it says
five points right on your stomach.
Yeah, I did. It was drunk. He almost put 4 points. But I told him, you misspell it, and I'll my uncle whip you.
Let me ask this. This is kind of a stupid question, I know, but why would you have 5 points tattooed on your belly like that?
I have no idea. Yeah, no. Just wandering in a field one day, was looking at marmots.
You were looking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
At what?
You were marmots.
Marmots?
Yeah. They'll hypnotize you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's a marmot?
I don't know. I just looked at them. I didn't study their case history. They're about this high.
Uh-huh.
If you get them trapped in a cave and their eyes go red, leave them trapped.
Is that right?
Yeah. George Herman went in after one once.
George didn't, did he?
Yes, he did.
Well, he was always weird, wasn't he?
Well, no. Well, George was... He was an orphan living right in his own house.
I understand. I don't believe it, but I understand it.
I don't either. We're supposed to have a softball game on Good Friday.
Is that right?
And I was at George's house.
Well, how did
you... I never saw his mother, I never saw his father, but there was always an oil drilling machine in the front yard. And George looked at me and he said, "Thou for art thou."
He said that, did he?
And I said, "I'm not messing with you, George." Yeah. If you can put on heavy stuff like that. By God, we said our prayers, had 2 fried eggs, a mashed potato, went down and lost the ball game the next day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You played a lot of ball, did you?
Very little that day.
Yeah.
Because George had some cider in his barn.
Oh, is that right?
We got some hard
cider, huh?
Well, it was hard to not whiz at it. Yeah. He told me that 14 years before when they made it, it was just softer than down.
I'll bet.
Yeah. You were 4 or 5 quarts of that, and I was starting to get dizzy.
You were drinking when you were 12 years old?
Well, so was George.
Did you smoke behind the barn?
No, we didn't. George had a hypodermic needle full of elderberry wine.
A hypo full of elderberry wine?
Yes, he put it in the main vein underneath my kneecap. That's what caused me to be thrown out the next day trying to steal second. I turned purple and they said, I'd never forget, they said, "Out." I said, "Thank God." I had a bet on the game.
Yeah. Did you win the bet?
Yeah, we lost the game.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I wasn't no fool, you know.
I guess not.
We came from hard times.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, are you kidding
me? Pretty poor, huh?
Things were really, really hard.
Really
when
hard.
I was a kid.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Next to me, Ted Quillen would really be the star of the class.
Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. He wore his sister's shoes to school, but by God, he had shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things were pretty tough. Why was that? Because your dad didn't have a job, or the farm was bad, or what was it?
No, my dad was on vacation.
Oh, he went
when he was two.
Yeah.
He went into Canada.
Is that right?
Marmot hunting. I don't know why my dad went there. Our place is overrun with them.
Yeah. So you just take after your dad, in other words.
No, my mother did. Yeah, she was never around either.
Was she?
No. When I was 14, I was meaner than 700 hells.
Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, but what made you mellow down?
I went to a school, girls' school.
Yeah, you went to a girls' school?
Yes. I mellowed right out.
No, I bet you did.
Yeah.
How did you arrange to go to a girls' school anyway?
Well, Ted Quillen lent me his sister's shoes.
Is that right?
Yeah. 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 Shaved my legs and went right on in there.
You did, huh? Yeah.
They needed a second baseman anyway.
On the girls' softball team.
Yeah, right.
You're not so dumb.
Oh, no. I ain't crazy, you know.
No. Well, how long were you at the all-girls school?
7 days.
It's just 7 days.
And 7 nights. I didn't get my sheepskin, but I dipped under a few. Can you dig it?
No, I can dig it.
You talk that way too?
Yeah. Well, now that you're in the city, what do you plan to do when you're here in the city?
I'm going to commit suicide tomorrow. Yeah, I've lived a full life.
Have you?
Yeah. Last night I sent a check to Father Junipero Serro.
Is that?
Yes.
Was he the priest in your hometown?
No, I just had a vision about him one night.
Oh, you did?
I was injecting some more of that elderberry stuff.
Under the kneecaps.
Yeah, and I saw this giant man with a halo around his head wearing a motorcycle jacket talking Spanish.
Is that right?
And I said, by God, I'm going to give everything I got to him.
And so you're going to send all the stuff to him and then you're just going to end it all, huh?
Well, no, I'm going to start off by sending 10% of it.
Why just 10%?
Well, I want to see if the mailman's crooked. I want to see if he'll take it on up there.
Oh, look, well, it's been fantastic having you.
It's been a drag to me. Yeah. Well, you just stand there and look dumb.
That's all I've been doing for the past 15 minutes. I've been having a ball.
Well, I'll tell you what.
What?
Eloise Zimmerly is out of her condition.
Oh, she is.
And rolling in the sidewalk.
She's ready, huh?
Yeah. Ready. Want to meet her?
Why not?
By God. Good night, everybody.
Let's go.
WSUW with the pride and joy of Memphis, Tennessee in 1969. The box tops. So deep. King David McKenzie, Ultimate Jock on the Technicolor Breakfast. It's 27 before 10 o'clock, and, you know, I've been sitting here all morning, and I've been getting in kind of close to the microphone, you know, on occasion, and I began getting a, you know, whiff of disinfectant, and I'm trying to figure out what in the hell is going on. You know, and apparently there's some folks here that have had colds, and they've been spraying it on the windscreen of the microphone, and I think, jeez. You know, I'm saying to myself, okay. You know, because I thought for a second there they were beginning to spray this chair after I sat in it every Monday. You know, I mean, it's, come on, I wipe. You know, are you kidding me? I just, you know, and I bathe, you know, there's a different reason why the sun don't shine there. I mean,
ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away.
It's just the breath that reminds you of a zookeeper's heel. I mean,
ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Hell, I even flush on occasion, you know.
Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, I know. I know, 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 I know.
I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness. And wondered, started humming a song from 1962. And it's funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves with autumn closing in. Ooh.
The Edge, 91.7 WSUW. Ah, yeah. Bob Seger with a story of how some of y'all got started. You see, they used to have these things called drive-in theaters and... right. And back seats of cars, you know, that kind of... You get the idea. It's 19 before 10. I'm King David McKenzie, and Ultimate Jock wonders if, considering that this woman was hanging around Detroit about the same time that Bob Seger started that story, it's... wonder if that might have been about her. I don't know. Susie Quattro.
Zero. you taking his pulse?
We've done everything, Doctor. I don't think there's much hope.
His pulse is very weak. I don't think he's going to make it. Can you get me some plasma? Perhaps some plasma would help.
Would you hand
quick,
some plasma?
Quick,
would you hurry with the plasma for the doctor?
Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's dead.
Not as dead as his cigarettes.
The fancy rigs, the CB's trucker's on. Yeah, all I got's a pregnant wife, three kids and a princess phone. But when I'm all alone and it's late at night and that evening rate goes down, I dial seven random numbers. Let them hear this friendly sound. Hello world, this here's wrong number. Just to tell you that I'm here. You are on my potluck roll call. Be your local boy or toll call. Wrong numbers coming at you loud and clear.
Hello?
Well, 73 is to you, good buddy. There's wrong number calling at you. What's your 1020?
Who is it?
Yeah, it's wrong number. You got any smokies in your back door? You better watch the flip-flop.
I think you have the wrong number.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea.
Now, I don't care what you call yourself or the color of your skin. I just call at 2 a.m, 'cause I know that you'll be in. And I ain't no heavy breather, no kidnapper and no crank. I dial seven random numbers, and then my mind goes blank. Hello world, this here's wrong number. And I love to jaw with strangers near and far. My princess rig's a honey, but I'm saving up my money so's I can build a phone booth in my car. Hello world, this here's wrong number. Hello world, this here's wrong number. Hello world, this here's wrong number. Hello world, this here's wrong number.
Actually, it's not that I particularly like that cut. I just need some excuse to send the air check of this program to Harry Shearer.
WSUW.
Nothing quite like wasting the time of a celebrity. As he has done on occasion, and he'll admit it too, yeah.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come along.
Thank you.
maybe I should play some music now.
Oh, yes. Some music would be very nice. It's just what we need.
The Edge, 91.7 WSUW. Technicolor Breakfast. Lemon Pipers, Green Tambourine, Green and Yellow, yeah.
Drop your shoulder in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. And I listen while I play, 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 play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle, the sparkle shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, you hear it sing. Now listen while I play, 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 my green tambourine. Drop a dime before I walk away. And it's on you what I'm let me play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play, 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 play. My green tambourine.
The Edge, 91.7 WSUW.
1968.
Time for me to crawl back into the into the dungeon. I'm King David McKenzie, Ultima Jock. I appreciate your having been here. I shall be here 2 weeks from today because next week station ain't going to be on the air. So 2 weeks from today on The Edge, 91.7 WSUW. See you then. Until then, I appreciate you being here. Please lay off the needle drugs because the only dope we're shooting is Sybil Augustine. Many thanks. Bye. We off? Good. That'll hold the little bastard for a couple of weeks. Majesty is.
listening to? Oh, yeah, that's right. WSUW Whitewater, 91.7 VA.